Hello, anybody home? I smell jasmine, and it looks like someone has lit a candle. I wonder who it is. Oh my, what have we here? Why, it's Michael. And just look at you. Whatever happened to all of your clothes? You look so naked. Well, it does appear that you got my text this time, and I'm almost right on time. 11:20? Not bad. I hope you aren't angry at me for being a little late. Oh, were you worried that Carl might walk in with me? Now that certainly would have been something, especially with you dressed, or rather, undressed the way you are. No, you don't have to worry about that happening. Not tonight, at least. You can totally relax, baby. I made sure that Carl wouldn't be interrupting us tonight. How did I do that? Well, that was actually pretty easy. Oh, yes, that's better, baby. I should sit. Slide over a little bit on the bed. Good. The room's kind of spinning around. No, I'm okay. You just relax. My little toy is starting to remember why we're here, isn't it? Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I thought you'd like me giving him a nickname and my little toy. Well, I am planning to play with him tonight, and it's so cute, so it kind of seemed like a good nickname. Oh, but if you don't like that, I won't. Oh, you know, baby, you might not like me calling your cock my little toy, but he sure seems to like it. You don't mind then? Are you sure? Tell me then, baby. Tell me that you like it when I call your cock my little toy. Please? Oh, Michael, I like the way you said that. All right, now no more talk about Carl for the night. Right now, it's just the two of us and my little toy. Oh, wait, you wanted to know how I made sure he wouldn't be bothering us tonight, right? So I guess I should tell you that story. And then no more Carl, okay? Okay. So let's see. Okay, so Carl has this fantasy that he's been dying to play out. He's always trying to get me to fuck him in public places, like a Starbucks bathroom, on the beach, and even in the back of a limo. So I let him play that one out tonight. Yep. We fucked in the back of the limo. It was during the ride back here. We were making out. He started getting all carried away like he usually does. And this time, well, I didn't stop him. He looked at me once just before he took it out. Kind of gave me a look like, are you sure you really want to do this? And I just smiled at him. I've had enough to drink tonight to let down those last inhibitions and do just about anything. So, yeah, he unzipped his pants, took out that big cock of his, and did me right there in the back of the limo. He can be really rough sometimes, like he was tonight. He was all hard and ready, and he forced it inside of me all at once. I was tingling all night from the orgasm you gave me before I went out, and I just kept thinking about you back here, waiting for me, just like this. Carl had no idea why I was so wet, why it slid in so easily. And I do know my Carl. He gets all revved up, has his good time, and when it's over, it's totally over. He had a lot more to drink tonight than I did, and I know him well enough to know that combination, a few drinks and a good fuck, he probably fell asleep between here and the frat house. That's how I made sure he wouldn't be bothering us tonight. So, was that a little bit more information than you wanted? Or should I perhaps assume that this reaction that my little toy is having right now, is that because he liked hearing my story? Look how hard he is now, and I haven't even played with him yet. I think my little toy needs a kiss. Oh, that was nice. There now. Why are you here? I forgot. Oh, yes, I'm supposed to make it up to you about tonight. Okay, baby, I've been thinking. We've done some pretty kinky stuff, you and me, but sometimes you have a really hard time just coming out and telling me the kinky things you fantasize about. So I'm going to help you with one that I think you really want, but might just be a little embarrassed about telling me. You see, I've seen you when I go down on you. You stretch your arms way out, pretending you can't move. Your legs get all rigid. I think you would like me to tie you up, but you're afraid to tell me because you think that I think it might be weird, right? Oh, is that something you'd want, baby? I really think it would be so sexy. And you know, if you want it too, all you have to do is ask. Come on. You know, even in this dim light, I can still see you blush. And did you know that when you blush, my little toy twitches? Of course. Of course I will, Michael. I told you, baby, I'll do anything to make you happy. And in fact, I kind of thought we might get to this point. And so, well, when I was in my closet going through my dresses, I took out a box of silk scarves that I'd put away when the weather started getting warm, and I put them right here under the bed. That's right. Right here. Oh, so let me see. This is a nice long one. No, you don't have to do anything. I'll just tie this end around your wrist. Is that too tight? No? Good. And just the other end to the headboard. And then another one around your right wrist. And then, wow. Damn it, Michael, this is very sexy. I'm not even going to ask you. I'm just going to tie your ankles just like your wrists. Don't worry, I've got plenty of scarves. How is that, baby? Not too tight? But you can't move, right? Oh, that's exactly how it's supposed to be. Now I have you totally under my control. I like this feeling. I can't believe how sexy you look, all tied up, helpless, and how much I like seeing you like this. I could do just about anything, couldn't I? You know what? I have a confession to make. I wasn't going to tell you this, but I think if you heard it right now, you probably wouldn't be really mad at me. Well, at least not as mad as you might have been if I told you earlier. You see, well, I didn't just forget to send you that text. I forgot on purpose. Why? Well, I did it for two reasons. I really wanted to be with you. And well, it all worked out, right? I mean, you're here right now, and I'm going to make you come so hard you won't be able to stay mad at me, even if you're a little mad at me now. But I also kind of... Okay, I'm just going to come out and say it. Sex with Carl is just so much better after you've gone down on me. He never really spends any time with foreplay, and he's just so fucking big that it hurts a little sometimes when he just gets right into it and I'm not, you know, warmed up. I mean, I do like it that way when he just takes me hard, but it is so much better if you've already gotten me all wet and tingly. Like tonight, you're not really mad at me, are you, baby? Just a little? I'll tell you what, I promise the next time I want you to get me ready for Carl, I won't keep it a secret from you. You really helped make tonight special for me, baby, and I promise no more secrets. Well, so far everything I planned has worked out, and right now I'm supposed to give you the most amazing blowjob you've ever had. But baby, I know I said this was going to be all about you, but I just got so turned on confessing everything to you that, and seeing you like this for real, I really need something right now, and I know just what it is. Let me just get this dress off. I know you like me in the dress, but it looks like my little toy seems to like me even better like this. I bet he wants me to touch him so badly, doesn't he? Well, he won't have to wait too much longer for that. I'm leaving everything else on for now. My stockings, my new bra. God, my nipples are so hard. And my choker you put on for me. But I do need to get these panties off, though. They're soaked. Besides, I know you want another look at my newly shaved pussy, right? So you like? Okay, baby. I know you'll want to take care of me first, right? Don't worry. I'm so turned on. It's only going to be a couple of minutes of those amazing things you do with your tongue, and then I'll be in heaven, and then I'll really be able to give my toy all the attention he deserves. No? What? Why not? You're kidding, Michael. You've gone down on me after coming inside me when I've needed it, even just wanted it. You know how that really gets me off. You know how much I love it when you do that. So, because it's Carl's cum? Baby, you've got to trust me on this one. I've tasted both of you. There isn't any difference. Still no? But you know, I could actually make you do it. I could just straddle your chest like this and move up towards the headboard like this. Is this what you want, baby? Do you want me to make you do it? Is that your fantasy? Yes? You want me to make you do it? Oh my, you really are so deliciously kinky. Well, that might be fun some other time, but right now, since this is going to be my orgasm, I really want you to want to do this for me, so maybe this will help. I'm just going to get all the way into my favorite position, straddle that pretty face of yours, keep my hips nice and high for now. It's a good thing I've got the headboard to hold on to. This bed keeps moving. Okay, look up at me, baby. Don't look at my shaved pussy, all glistening with cum. Carl's cum. Look at me, baby, and tell me how much you want to do this for me. My God. Yes, baby, of course I'll let you do that. I'll just lower my hips. Can you reach it yet? No? Okay, I'll just get a little closer, but you have to reach out with your tongue. That's it, baby. I want to just feel the tip of your tongue so lightly. Tell me one more time, baby. Say it just one more time, just for me. That's right. Now I know that you really want this. No more teasing. That's it. Lick me hard as I grind against, ooh, your lips, your face. Oh, baby. Oh, I hope you can breathe. Oh my God, this feels so good. That's it. Let me feel your tongue inside me. Show me how deeply your tongue can reach inside me. Oh God. I told you this wouldn't take long. Oh, I love riding your face, baby. I love riding you. That's it. Keep going. A little faster. Let me feel you suck. Yes, I want to feel you sucking Carl's cum out of my just fucked pussy. Oh, make me come. Oh, that's right. Make me come. Come on, baby. I know you like it. Oh, I know you like it. That's right. Oh, get nice and deep in there. That's right. Uh-huh. Oh, fuck. Uh-huh. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, baby. I know I've said this before, but that was the best one ever. Thank you for doing that for me. I know I kind of talked you into it, but you're okay though, right? You really seem to be into it once we got started. And trust me, it's our little secret. No one will ever know. So now that's out of the way, I can really focus on you and my little toy. So let's see. I haven't even stroked you yet, and my goodness, you look like you're ready to just about explode. I've never seen my little toy so excited before. Oh, you're saying you really are close? That really turned you on, didn't it? Got you right to the edge, didn't it? But I'm sorry, baby. You can't come just yet. That isn't going to happen. Not for a while. I haven't had a chance to really play yet. You know what? I'm going to just lay my head on your thigh. And I promise I won't play with my little toy until you settle down a little bit. Oh, I know. I should tell you the whole story of what happened while Carl was fucking me in the limo. But first, just let me lick that drop of pre-cum off the tip of my little toy. Slow down, baby. That's all. No coming yet. That was just one little lick. I was barely stroking you, but that was still too much. Okay, but I have to at least touch you a little while I tell you what happened. I promise, no stroking and no coming, not until I tell you everything about the ride back here. Anyway, once we really started going at it, well, you probably know how loud we can be. The driver, he was probably in his 30s, not a bad-looking guy at all. He heard us going at it. From my position, I could see his eyes in the mirror. At first, it made me nervous. But as I got more and more into it with Carl, well, I found myself getting a little more turned on from the idea of him watching. Then I noticed that we weren't moving. The engine kept running, but we weren't moving. What's that, baby? I'm getting you close again? Baby, I'm barely moving my hand. I think you're exaggerating. Okay, is that better? I'll just hold it at the bottom. The bed keeps spinning a little, and I need it to keep my balance. I promise I won't move it again until I finish my story. So anyway, he must have pulled over to the curb and kept the engine running. Carl didn't even notice. Then, well, he reached up and adjusted the mirror to get a better view. Michael, it was so slutty. I could tell he was smiling. Our eyes locked together, and I smiled back at him. I was staring right into his eyes as I had 3 orgasms in a row, smiling and feeling like a total slut. And when Carl finally came, he actually turned around and looked right at me. God, that was so hot when he did that. What, Michael? I can't understand what you're saying. Are you okay? You're really pulling hard on those scarves. And baby, my little toy is almost purple. It's twitching and pulsing. And oh my God, Michael, that's not just pre-cum, is it? Are you actually coming? It's just pouring out of you. No spurts. Oh, no explosion. No nothing. Oh, baby, is that because I wasn't stroking you? I've never seen anything like that before. You just came. No stimulation or anything. Have you ever done that before? Was it good? Oh, I think that was so sexy. I made you come and I hardly even touched you. Was it because you were tied and I had all the control that you couldn't control it? Was it the story? Did it feel really good? Oh, no, it wasn't good. Oh, baby, did I ruin it for you? I guess I'm sorry, baby. What? Yes, it was good? Or yes, it was bad? Come on, baby, you're going to have to calm down a little bit and tell me what it was like. Tell me what I should do. Should I stroke you now, or is it too late? Oh, God, look at all this cum. I really wanted you to come in my mouth, you know. None of this mess if I had. Let me clean you up, baby. I'll lick it up. Just start with the tip of my little toy here. Oh, hey, why are you squirming around like that? I just want to... Oh, it's too sensitive? You really shouldn't have told me that, you know. Don't worry. I'm sure my little toy can take it. Oh, how can that possibly hurt? It's just my tongue, for God's sake. No, I know you're exaggerating. Just for that, I'm going to find out just how sensitive my little toy really is. Oh, God, this is so much fun. Rubbing the tip of your cock up and down with my hand. Oh, I can even hold it in one hand and rub just the tip with my other palm. Ooh, no, you can't get away, baby. You can't. Just relax. I'm just playing with my little toy. Okay. I'll stop. Oh, is it still all sensitive and tender? Okay, I'll stop. No, this time I really mean it. Oops, my bad. I just couldn't resist. Okay, I promise. I really will stop this time. Well, that was really different. Are you okay, baby? Do you want me to untie you? I know. Let me get your legs free and your arms. Oh, I do adore you. You can hold me, baby, and I'll hold you. Tell me you're okay, and just hold me. Just like this. Let's just stay like this tonight. I'm so sleepy. Maybe in the morning we can do it again before Carl comes over. Good night, baby.